With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, July 24th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Rams and St. Mary's Baseball completed their redemption story on Friday afternoon in Carroll in the Class 1A State Championship game.
Looking back to first, bunkers set shoulder high. The 0-2, two-out curveball, strike three called, outside corner! And the Remsen St. Mary's redemption story comes to a storybook ending with a 7-4 win over Lisbon in a Class 1A state championship game.
Yeah, the Hawks defeated Lisbon 7-4 to win the 1A championship game this season. It's the Hawks' eighth state title in program history and first since 2016. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpenon knows a thing or two about winning championships, whether it was from his playing days in the 80s at Remsen St. Mary's or coaching with Galen Catholic and coach Marty Kurth in the 1990s. One thing he learned from his previous coach, Hall of Fame head coach Marv Thielen, is that there's nothing sweeter than winning your last game of the season.
You want to win your last game, and what a feeling, he would say. What a feeling. And, you know, I was lucky to experience that. Now these guys got to experience that, and that's what we preached to our guys. We said, get to the state tournament, and let's get these seniors done. Before I left the bus, I said, hey, let's win it for the seniors. Guys did.
One of those seniors was Cale Ortman, who had a whopping 6 hits throughout the state tournament. He says this win was for all the coaches who spent so much time with them over the last few years.
I mean, it's just the best feeling just to be able to give back to these guys a state championship. I mean, they've done so much for us, you know, with all the work. I mean, all of our coaches put in so much work for us just to have these opportunities. I mean, we wouldn't be here without them.
Another senior, Jackson Bunkers, who pitched 3 relief innings to pick up the save, says the fan support has been amazing.
Yeah, but I give all the credit to our fans. I mean, not the ones that were just here today, but the ones that have been here with us through the lows and the highs of this season and the seasons even previous past 4 years. I mean, this championship is for them, and it's not for us, it's for them.
Looking at the game, the thing started with Remsen St. Mary's capitalizing on a Jackson Bunkers leadoff single and a Cale Ortman double to get a 1-0 lead after one inning of play. Heading to the third inning, the Hawk offense would get things going a little bit more. They exploded for 3 runs, with 2 coming on a Colin Holman triple and another coming on a Hunter Pick base hit to make it a 4-0 game after 3 innings. Pick says he had to calm some nerves before settling in and picking up a big base hit.
Well, I went up there sitting fastball, but I think my first at bat I had a little bit of nerves. I had to get up there and get the nerves out, but a strikeout wasn't going to do the job, so next at bats, I shortened my swing, I just put the ball in play.
Remsen St. Mary's then faced a scare when Lisbon scored 3 runs with 2 outs in the top of the 4th inning to make it a 4-3 game. That inning ended up being the last for Colin Holman, allowing Jackson Bunkers to take over in relief. And the senior says he had to be ready all day for that possibility.
I told the coaches before the game I was ready to go. I just wanted to come in relief, start at shortstop, make a few plays, and then I wanted to come in. Main focus for me was just throw strikes, and like I have the first 2 games of state make plays, I wanted my teammates behind me to make the plays for me too.
And with Bunkers settling in on the mound, the Hawks pushed across 3 more runs in the bottom of the 5th. Pick drove in another run to give him 2 runs batted in on the day. He says the leadoff hitters really set the tone for those big innings.
When we have those first runners get on base, we know we're going to score 3 or 3+. I mean, there's nothing else. Like, we're going to score. That's one beauty about this team. And our pitching staff, man, I honestly don't know if there's another better pitching staff in the state.
And those 3 more runs made the score 7-3 before Lisbon scored 1 more in the 6th to get to the final of 7-4. The win was an emotional one for Coach Harpenon, who watched the guys go through some tough losses at state the last few years. He says it was a big relief when the final out was recorded.
We've talked about this for a long time, and, you know, having my sons growing up in the program and helping coach, and it's been a lot, and I'm so blessed to have these guys, and I love these guys. And, you know, it was great. It was great, and like I said, there's a lot of pressure released for those guys because they wanted to do it for all of us. So it was great. It was great.
After 2 state championships in football, 4 trips to state in basketball, 1 in golf, and 5 in baseball, Bunkers says there was no better way to leave his high school days behind than with a baseball state championship.
I really couldn't imagine going out any other way. All the hard work we've been putting in from then until now, And then all of us staying out in baseball. Some of us could have quit if we weren't playing, but they all stayed out, did their role, and we stuck together as a family and got the job done finally.
And, of course, the realization hit everybody at the end of the day that this would be the last time we see this senior class, who, like we mentioned, has done everything in a Hawk uniform. It's the last time we'd see them in a Hawk uniform. Ortman says he's going to miss playing for a community like Remsen that feels like one big family.
I mean, it's the best thing. I mean, we're just such a family here. We all love each other. We all work so hard together. I mean, it's just no other place I'd rather be.
That then begs the question of how do the Hawks move forward without this outstanding senior class? One of those returners is junior Hunter Pick, who says it won't be easy, but it's up to him and other returning starters to continue to build off the foundation that this group laid.
It ain't going to be easy, I can tell you that. We only got three returning starters, so we got to put those youngers to work. We got to do what we have to do, just in every sport. Every sport. These seniors have been leaders since they've been in high school. So it's my turn. It's our turn. We got to go out there and we got to do what we got to do.
And Colin Homan says that building will come off this senior group's work ethic and determination.
They are great leaders, first of all, and they're hard workers. They always get into practice in every single sport, wanting to get better and playing like it was a game. And they're just winners, and I don't like to lose. And I have the same mentality now that they've taught me, and I just want to keep it going.
And Coach Harpinaw says the culture of the program continues on the back of the underclassmen, who know that they will have to step up big next season.
We've talked with our sophomores and our freshmen and our eighth graders. You know, next year they're going to have to fill some big shoes, but we still got a great core. You know, we have Walshman, Holman, and Pick. You know, all three of obviously our number ones back with Holman. And, you know, Landon would be most people's number two or three. And Hunter, you know, if he figures a couple things out, he was 4-0 for us and a lot of strikeouts. If, you know, if he becomes more consistent, I mean, we're going to have another great shot of coming back down here.
Remsen St. Mary's becomes the eighth team in Iowa high school baseball history to win 8 state titles when you add up their fall and summer championships. The Hawks finished the year with a final record of 32-2. The senior class ends their baseball career with an overall 5-year record of 141 wins and 16 losses, 5 trips to state, and a state title under their belt. Once again, congratulations to Remsen St. Mary's and an outstanding season and winning a Class 1A state baseball championship. Let's take a look at some of those other state title scores from Friday. We'll go to the Class 2A state baseball championship, where the top seed Beckman Catholic defeated Underwood 7-1. In the 3A title, top seed Western Dubuque defeated North Polk 6-2. In the 4A state title, top seed Johnston over Ames 6-5 in 8 innings. To the softball final scores on Friday, North Lynn won the 1A state title 6-0 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Wayne Bate beat Clarksville 7-2 in the third place game in 1A. In Class 2A, state title goes to Iowa City Regina 6-2 over Van Meter. Third place game, Central Springs beat Interstate 35 10-0 in 5 innings. In the 3A state title game, Williamsburg blanked Davenport Assumption 4-0. And the third place game saw Hesterville Lincoln Central defeat Waller Catholic 4-2. All these scores can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. And of course, now the sports scores and results page will be dormant for about a month or so, especially over this week while there is no contact allowed between high school athletes and their coaches, no use of school facilities during the state-mandated dead week and family week that is taking place this week. But of course, while varsity and JV sports cannot continue, Little League action continued throughout the weekend. We'll go to Friday first, where Junior League Girls Regional Tournament action saw Lamar's season come to an end in Pendleton, Indiana. The team from River Forest of Illinois defeated Lamar's All-Stars 7-4. It was a close ball game. Both teams got 2 runs after the first inning, but River Forest started pulling away. They had a big 3-run inning in there to go up 6-2. Lamar's never backed down. They scored 2 runs in the final couple of innings to make it a ball game, but could not get all the way back. The junior boys team was in the state tournament over the weekend. On Friday, Lamar's beat Beaverdale 16-11, then took a loss to Southeast Polk 4-1. What came back and beat Beaverdale once again 10-9, setting up a state championship on Sunday, but it was Southeast Polk who took on the win. They're going to regionals in Michigan with the 13-6 victory over the Lamar's junior boys. Again, great season for them. And that officially concludes the Little League season as well. So that will also become dormant on our sports website. So kind of a good week, of course, to just enjoy all of the things going on with the Plymouth County Fair. No sports are going to be obstructing us from being able to now celebrate our young people and their accomplishments in ag, arts, and crafts, and all the many things that go into the Plymouth County Fair. Coming up on this dead week, throughout the week, we're going to run down some postseason baseball and softball awards. We've already got the Missouri River Conference softball and baseball all-conference teams on our website. We'll run through the War Eagle Conference, the Western Valley Conference. We've got some all-district, hopefully by that point. Some all-state honorees will be coming out. So throughout this week, look forward to postseason accolades coming to our Plymouth County athletes and teams. We'll have those for you on our website, KLEM1410.com, and also right here on our sports updates throughout the day. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.